My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Daryl Marston about the haunted Anderson Hotel. It could be just a very, very strong, cantankerous old person or something that's in there. That's just like, you're in my house, get out, which could easily, and quite often, I think sometimes you have that as a case, and it gets confused then as, oh, it's a demon. It's like, no, there's assholes in the world, too. They're not demons. They're just assholes. And I think sometimes we have that in the ghost world as well. When it comes to investigating these things, and you've obviously, you know, done your fair share of investigating and going out and looking at things. At this day and age, let's talk a little bit about some of the stuff that you use to do it. What would you say is some of the most reliable and intriguing equipment that exists here in 2018 to communicate and to get answers or just replies or even just a look at the other side?
I think the best piece of equipment, is yourself, for one thing. Just the energy you feel your body can respond to. And I think that's the best piece of equipment you can have. Just when you walk into these places, the hair on the back of your neck raises. You can feel it. When you walk into a house, a stranger's house, and you feel that, this is a calm place. Or you walk into one of these historical places where you can feel the energy of the history of it. I think your body reacts so well, and we just don't use it as much as we should. And I'm guilty of that myself. I was at one point so set on all this new equipment and having static cam set up. It takes 3 hours just to set up for an investigation. And by the time you get set up, you're tired. You don't want to do the investigation. But just walking into a building using your senses. Also, just a basic recorder. The recorders are so there's so much to a recorder anymore. I mean, you get these recorders for $25-$30 off of Amazon. They're just as good as the one you pay $1,000 for that, it says, oh, it's a paranormal recorder or whatever. Okay, yeah, it's the same thing. It's a recorder. You can get so much great evidence off the with EVPs. I do like using, I know it's been out for a while. It's been out for several years, actually. It's like 15 years, the SB7. SB7 has never failed me. It neither has the Echo Box. I love the SB7. I love the Echo Box. The newer stuff, I'm not really completely sold on. I want to see it work. I want to see it out in the field a little bit more. I want to see people using it more before I, would go and invest. Some of the stuff's like $600-$700 for some of these spirit boxes they have out there now. And I'm not sold on it until I actually see some great evidence. SLS, I have one. It's a good piece of equipment. It has a lot of fail safes though. You really got to watch it. You got to kind of you see on TV these guys walking around with it. Well, it can cause a lot of false positives when you walk around with it. With the reflections and picking up on stuff. So you should really with SLS or the Kinex, what they call it. You should have it, sitting on a tripod or sitting on a table or something where it's not actually moving to actually get some good evidence off of it. So, they're my go-tos. They're the ones that I like to use personally. Like I said, recorder, yourself, and some of these new spirit boxes. I'm not sold on them yet, but they're good. I like the REM pods. The only problem with REM pods are if you're carrying around a cell phone or you're getting text messages because you don't have it on airplane mode, it can set it off. Also, walkie-talkies can set it off as well. So you got to kind of watch what you're using. You got to know what's going on around you at all times because you can get a lot of responses that are probably not a spirit. It's just interference.
When it comes down to like some of the spirit boxes and such, where obviously on television, there's heavy editing, and immediately it almost appears, oh my gosh, you just ask a question and you get just the clearest day, most sensical answer that you could ever get. And obviously that's not reality when it comes to this world. Having been out there and having, you know, seen some of that stuff or used some of that stuff, what would you say, how accurate are things of that nature? Because those seems to be some of the, you know, the hot items, if you will, that people see and talk about. But having been in the field and using things of that nature, what percentage of accuracy would you say do you actually get sensical answers out of them?
Honestly, 1-3%.
That low. Yeah. Yeah. But when you do get it, when you actually do get one of those things where it's like, this clearly is pertaining to your investigation, whether it be because it's literally saying the name of the location or someone there. Does it stand out to you as, oh my God, this really must pertain to it? Or is it just random chance that some of these words are now coming out?
Well, I'll tell you what I like to do, Tony. I'll run maybe 2 or 3 different devices at the same time as far as when it comes to spirit boxes. I'll run the SB7, SB11, and the Echo Box and see if I get the same responses. And I have done that very well with the SB7 and the Echo Box, where I get the same response on the Echo Box that I'm getting on the SB7 within seconds. So then that starts telling me, okay, all right, so maybe there is something here. Then I'll start asking personal questions. And then when the personal questions come in, and you're starting to get responses from the personal questions, you know, maybe something you know about the location or about the person who passed away there, then it's, to me, it's good evidence. When you're just getting a random, you know, go to hell, get out, and all that stuff, I kind of, you know, shy away from that to even use that as anything or even respond to it.
Do you think there's anything to it, or just kind of randomness that it comes out and that it's just, it really isn't anything other than the equipment being equipment?
Yeah, I mean, we got to remember, too, some of this equipment, it has a database, and it has stuff already in it that will give you some of these answers, so you got to kind of watch it. I like to hear stuff coming out of these spirit boxes, stuff that that pertains to the actual location. If I hear that, then I'm like, hey, okay, we got something here. If it's just some random, like, you know, like I said, get the hell out or whatever, like the usual response, get out. It's just, to me, it's just, you know, it's rhubarb. It doesn't make any sense.
What's your take on, there's an individual online that does a lot of YouTube videos and such, and he's an investigator as well. I won't mention his name, but when I describe what we're talking about, you'll know who I'm talking about. I'm not really going to express an opinion on it. I think it's interesting what he's doing, where he has the box, and it's quite often I'll see a video posted by him the day after someone famous has died. And then suddenly it's like we're trying to get a message from that individual. Recently, I saw one about Anthony Bourdain and several others over the last year who have passed. And, you know, I think he's in it for the right reason. I think he's in it for, you know, honestly trying to get something. And some of the stuff he gets is somewhat compelling. There's a lot of editing you see, though, in it. It suddenly clips out to, you know, something here or there. What's your take on that sort of thing, where people trying to communicate with a deceased individual from their home, nowhere near where these people ever were or lived or resided or had anything to do with? Do you think that there's a way of doing that, of getting in touch, you know, almost long distance with some of the equipment that's out there with the deceased?
I think it's possible to do that. I think you don't know who you're talking to. I mean, if it's real or not, if this person, I know exactly who you're talking about, but I'm not going to mention any names either. But it's just like on TV where everything's edited and this and that and the other. I think it's possible, yeah, but once again, if you're getting this voice, it could be something, another spirit mimicking this person.
Yeah.
You know, are you actually, I I doubt Robin Williams is actually contacting you, dude. I mean, come on. I have a hard time buying that.
Well, my question about equipment like that is, and we don't, I rarely have equipment conversations, but this is really interesting, so I want to keep talking about it, is when you have things like that, and on some of those videos where you see someone communicating, it's literally the voice of the individual that they're trying to contact that seems to come through. Like when there was the Anthony Bourdain one, I heard his voice. It wasn't every word, but a couple of the words being said were him. Same with several of the others. When someone has that piece of equipment, are they pre-programming it with words and like speeches and things from that individual, and then it's trying to grab words out of that? Or is it grabbing frequencies in the airwaves? How is that piece of equipment working? Where is it grabbing its words from is my question.
I think it could be any of what you just said, because I do think it can be programmed in. You're saying you're hearing the voice of that person.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing the voice of Robin Williams or this person who passed away, or
yeah,
Kurt Cobain, whoever it could be. My honest opinion is either it's fake and it's not real what they're doing. They're editing it in, or they're using their voices from something else, or something. If it's the real person talking to them, that's amazing. We'll never be able to sit here and say it is or not, but it could be something mimicking that person. Maybe this person who's doing this who's doing these investigations has something dark actually attached to them. It's able to mimic their, you know, these people's voice. I've heard that before. I've seen that before. The whole doppelganger type thing, where you know, people, where you see a doppelganger and it's the exact twin of you, or somebody sees you. Maybe something's out there is able to mimic that voice as well and make it sound like it's this person that you're trying to talk to. I think a lot of times, you know, you get people who do investigations where they try to contact a dead loved one and they get their voice come through. Yeah, maybe it is that dead loved one. Maybe it's not, though. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if they're able to use somebody else's voice. We don't know that. It's very mysterious. Do I believe what everything I see online or on TV? No. I very seldom do. Anymore, I get so many posts from people and paranormal stuff. I barely even look at it anymore, because most of it's fake, or most of it's very dismissible.
Sure. Or, hey, look at my orb picture. And it's like, you're kind of shooting into light. That kind of happens with the lens. It's called refraction. Let me ask you this, because obviously we're in a really interesting time and place with the equipment that is out there. And I've had my eyes opened just by doing this show, The Grave Talks, with Real Ghost Stories Online. It's always just been the stories from people, not so much talking about the investigations, but talking with investigators. I've been amazed by what exists today. And obviously, a lot of it does go back to the simple, you know, get a tape recorder and use your gut as two of your best options. But that being said, we are seeing some very interesting things that are out there today. 40 years from now, what do you think is going to be out there? What do you think people are going to have that are out there ghost hunting? What's that setup going to look like? What sort of equipment are they going to be able to use? This is just a total opinion guess question.
I'm hoping in 40 years that we can actually sit down and have a full conversation with a spirit right in front of us. We can visually see it. I'm hoping that somebody comes out with something, some scientist who gets involved into the paranormal, invent some kind of machine that can actually sit, we can sit there and talk to our dead loved ones, you know, have a conversation with them, wherever they're at. That's where I'm hoping we are in 40 years. Will we be there? It's hard to say, Tony. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff going on in the paranormal. A lot of new stuff is coming out in just the last 5 years. I mean, these new spirit boxes and stuff like that are just so more technically advanced than what, you know, I started out with, you know, 15, 20 years ago. So it's hard to say. I mean, I'm hoping something like, you know, I just explained comes out. I mean, we'll see. Hopefully I'm still around to see it.
That wraps up our interview with Daryl Marston about the Haunted Anderson Hotel. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.